From IPM News, I'm Kimberly Schofield. You're listening to Morning Edition. Good morning. It is Monday, May 18th at 8:55, almost 8:56, and we have Logan Kimmel on the line to talk about the opening market. Good morning, Logan.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for having me. Markets here today are sharply higher on the grain and oilseed sector. We've got the July corn up 15 and a half at 471 and a quarter. New crop December corn up 12 and a half at 493 and a half. Soybeans up 28 and a half on July at 1205 and three quarters, with new crop November soybeans up 26 at 1197. The meal market is higher here. July soybean meal up 280 at 337.20. And all three classes of wheat higher here. Chicago July wheat up 17 and a half at 653 and a quarter. Kansas City wheat July up 9 and a quarter at 697 and a quarter. And the Minneapolis wheat on July up 15 at 718 and three quarters. Jump to the headlines over the weekend. We saw an announcement with China in regards to trade. China agreeing to buy billions of U.S. dollars of U.S. ag. A outline looks to be about $17 billion annually through 2028. This comes in addition to the soybean commitments from October of 2025. So the trade this morning is pretty optimistic about this. The numbers appear to be comparable to 2021 and 2022 in regards to products that China potentially can step in and buy. That includes corn, cotton, ethanol, and possibly U.S. Meat. So we're seeing large speculators step back in to the long side of the grain and oil seeds here this morning. We still have ongoing tensions in the Middle East, which continues to back up global energy and fertilizer. We're keeping an eye out on how this will affect the 2027 corn crop production with increased cost for the producer. And that particular contract on December corn back above $5 at $5.01 for Dec of 2027 corn. Jumping to the weather, we did see portions of the corn belt over the weekend receive decent amount of rain, mostly in parts of Iowa, Missouri, and Nebraska. Right now, there's a large system moving through most of Illinois, and we'll see how that puts planting on a pause. For the most part, we've had pretty steady planting pace up until now. And we do have crop progress this afternoon at 3 p.m. Central. We had a flash sale of 155,000 metric tons of soybean cake and meal last week. That was to Italy. Jumping to the livestock sector, mixed here today on the August live cattle up 55 at 248.47. And on the feeders, August down 60 at 360.85. We saw cash cattle last week trade to an all-time new high. Sales in all regions were at 256. That's up about $5 to $7 versus the last week. And this week, we have a cattle on feed report Friday at 2 p.m. With that, I'll wrap it up, and I appreciate you having me.
Thanks so much, Logan. Have a great rest of your day. A reminder that the National Weather Service has a hazardous weather outlook across central Illinois. The potential for severe storms most likely today would be between 10 a.m. and 3 p.m. You can stay up to date on your forecast with IPM meteorologist Andrew Pritchard at ipmnewsroom.org or here on AM 580. You've been listening to Morning Edition from NPR on WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana. Currently here in Urbana, mostly cloudy skies, 77 degrees. I'm Kimberly Schofield. Thanks for listening.